Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Chopper.
You alright?
I'm alright, yeah.
Are you sure? You don't sound very convinced.
There's a few people on the text giving me a bit of stress.
Why?
Tim and Cornwall has been on saying, Joe Wiley says that you're scared of her dad. Is that true? Dave in Derby's been on saying, heard from Joe Wiley's dad lately, Scott. She got you. Yeah, there was an incident yesterday involving
Joe Wiley's dad.
Joe Wiley's father. And all will be explained in, oh, what's occurring at 5:30 tonight. I wouldn't say she got me good and proper. That's just her being a little bit...
It's not what I've heard.
...smug. And a few people saying, can you get Napoleon back on because we're missing him already? Andy Johnson saying he's the funniest DJ on Radio 1 for years. At least give
Andy
him his
Johnson.
Own show.
Huh? Andy, what, the Fulham striker?
No, he's a doctor. Dr. Andy Johnson.
Oh, right.
At least give him his own show at the weekends. If you're not going to put him on this one.
Where would you put him on at the weekend, Scott?
Scott
Mills. Radio 1.
Come on, tell us.
There's no space at the moment.
At the moment?
When they're... When an opportunity becomes available, then I'm sure we'll be in touch, Napoleon.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Later on, we'll be speaking, hopefully, to Moyles up a mountain. You'll know about the red-nosed climb by now for Comet Relief. Oh, it's all gone a bit difficult today. Really has.
It's a tough stage today, isn't it?
Yes. If any of us were under the impression that it was just a bit of a hill-walking holiday, we were really wrong. You know how quite bad Chris sounded yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Today, worse. They are really not feeling very good at all up Kilimanjaro right now. And this is why, please support and give any money you can by texting the word climb to 88808. It'll cost you a quid, that's all, plus the standard network charge. £1 per text goes straight to Comet Relief. You've got to be 16 or over the age of 16 and you must ask the permission of the person who's paying the bill. But yeah, they're finding it really tough today. See, if you look at a picture of Kilimanjaro, chappers...
Yeah.
From a distance, it looks just like a kind of nice slope that you could just, you know, walk up, doesn't it? It does.
No, it doesn't, Scott.
From a distance, if a picture, it's like a nice slope
that
you could...
Well, I'm looking at a picture of it now. It looks huge.
Well, yes, it does look big, but it looks like a kind of... It doesn't look as hard as they're finding it, and it really, really is. Or they've got some weird directions and they're going the wrong way up it. Whatever, anyway, they're...
Can you go the wrong way up a mountain?
I don't know.
I don't think that's the case either.
Well, whatever.
I just think it is very, very, very difficult.
Yes, and I feel for them. So fair play to them. They're finding it really, really hard work today. Please give any money you can. You know it's for Comet Relief. Text the word climb to 88808. And hopefully we will be able to speak to Chris or somebody on the team up Kilimanjaro a bit later on this afternoon. But yeah, it's a real tough day today.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
We were talking about this yesterday.
So I was just talking to management who said they've begun the negotiations with Napoleon.
Yes, well, actually, somebody very important just came in here and said, one that doesn't speak, where is Napoleon?
Yeah, that's...
And, what... Right, did he say the same to you?
No. Said he's here, going to start negotiations.
Right. Okay, good. No, that's fine. We were talking about this yesterday. The Australian girl who was going out with a bloke... And then they split up, and he billed her for loads of things during their time in the relationship. Like this.
Vet visit, flea stuff, $270.
That's me on a voice changer because we couldn't get anyone else to read it out yesterday. This is just some of the stuff he billed her for because they split up.
Extension cables, keys, $25. Groceries, $30. Thai food, $15.
I thought it was fair enough.
Internet bill, $25.45. Seasickness tablets, $4.
You can't agree with billing her for seasickness tablets, surely.
Well, like I said, girls can be heartless sometimes, and maybe they'll think on if people start billing them after they split up with somebody.
Easy DVD order, $59.49.
The list goes on and on and on. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Scott.
Something like this has happened to you, hasn't it?
Something very similar, but it happened before I dumped anyone.
Right.
I was going out with someone when I was about 19.
Yeah.
And one day we'd been to visit my mum, and my mum said, oh, I think you'd better see this, Amanda. pulled out a piece of paper from down the sofa, and on it was a list, and it said, what Amanda owes me. Now, we'd been going out about 4 weeks, and on this piece of paper was half a Chinese, half a bouquet of flowers, half petrol money, and I hadn't dumped him, we were actually going out, and he'd been keeping a tally of everything he'd been spending on me, and also, if I spent anything, he would take that off the total.
Right, but surely he bought the flowers for you, did he not?
He had. They were for me.
Right.
So and if I bought him a packet of crisps, he'd take that, half of that, off the total.
Well, was he Australian, by any chance?
No, he wasn't. He was from Kent.
How did your mum get hold of the list? Was she a pickpocket?
Well, no, it was in his pocket and had fallen out down the sofa. So it was down that, you know, that edge down the sofa. She found it when she was cleaning. And couldn't believe this piece of paper that she had in front of her.
We thought it was an Australian thing because we were getting a lot of texts yesterday from because the original story was from Australia, and some people were saying that they had been given a spreadsheet by somebody after they split up with them, detailing everything that they should pay back.
This wasn't a spreadsheet, it was just a crib sheet he kept in his back pocket on the back of an envelope that he updated as we went out.
So then did you dump
him?
In Australia they do it with spreadsheets, yeah.
Did you dump him then?
I did dump him, and I didn't tell him why, I just said, that's it, goodbye.
Did you pay him back any?
No.
Fair play.
Not a thing. In actual fact, before I dumped him, I made sure he took me out for a very expensive meal.
Fair enough. I'm telling you, you might want to check this if you've been seeing somebody for a while. So many people do keep spreadsheets detailing everything they've spent in their relationship. Look at the text. You might want to check. If you've been seeing somebody for a bit, they'll either, especially if you go out for a dinner or something or a coffee and they claim the receipt, they're either going to try and claim that back off work, or when you dump them, they're going to present you with a spreadsheet of everything you've spent.
So what do you do when you get a receipt in the pub, if you've ever bought around? Do you then claim it back off work?
No, I don't.
Oh, right. Okay.
I've never done that. I don't. No, I haven't. No, never. I've never presented anyone with a spreadsheet, either of you.
No, I wouldn't. Do you know what? I actually wouldn't know where to start with the spreadsheet.
I wouldn't either. Oh, look at all these. Even coffee with friends or the days he stayed at mine.
No.
Flowers he bought me. Gave me a spreadsheet of details of every single date we'd been on. There's a lot of those. Also, can I just check? Is it Lady Day yet?
I don't know what Lady Day is.
You do. We've done this before. Around this time of year. I think it might still be too cold. But it's around the start of March, normally. You know, over the winter, girls keep lots of clothes on because it's cold and
stuff.
And they don't wear anything skimpy, do they? It's long trousers all the way, yeah? Mm. Which means that over the winter months, when it is cold, they don't have to do any, any maintenance or grooming of any kind. But then the weather gets warmer, and obviously they want to wear slightly, you know, more revealing, skimpier clothes because the weather gets warmer, and it's time to crack out the razor. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Has that day arrived yet? I just want to put it out there. Let me know. 81199. Because it has been quite sunny in some parts of the UK.
Why are you so keen to know? Why are you so keen to know?
I just know that there's a day every year where girls go, rubbish, I better do something about this. And I don't know whether today is that day or when it's coming up soon or what. Let us know. I just want to know these things, yeah?
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
It seems that Lady Day varies in different parts of the UK, by the looks of it.
Oh, it does. Yeah. You're joking, aren't you? It's snowing here in Glasgow. Right. Katie.
It's been hailing in a lot of places today.
Susan in Carlisle, loads of snow, so Lady Day definitely not yet.
It's whereas not Lady Day in Bristol either.
Jackie in Stoke, 2 weeks ago.
Wow, see, it does vary, doesn't it?
Are you wanting to know, is it not in your file of facts?
No, they don't put it in there.
Don't they?
No, it's like, they don't have that. So you should put that in.
Are you going to put it in your file of facts?
Well, when we find out when it is, if there's like a general one, then yes, I will.
So you've got Shrove Tuesday, Ash Wednesday and Lady Day.
Hello, Radio 1.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Hiya, what are you saying?
It was last Saturday.
Oh, you see, this is confusing now. Why was it last Saturday?
Well, because the weather was nice. I'd been and bought new clothes. I was going out, so I thought, right, I might pull. I'll do it.
Okay.
And it didn't work.
So the razor came out and it didn't work. Did you not go out?
No, I went out. I just didn't pull.
Oh, I see.
Rubbish.
Where were you? What area of the country?
Lincoln.
Lincoln.
See, it's already been Lady Day in Lincoln. This is really confusing. All right, well, thanks for that.
Thank you.
I love you.
podcast.
So, Becky's off till tomorrow, so there's no Becky's Classifieds, no bargains for you this week. Instead, I'd like to do these. Do you read these things in the paper, or there's loads of them online as well? Those little adverts you get where people are looking for people that they've seen. They're like missed connections.
Oh, I know what you mean, yeah. No, I don't.
So, like, you see somebody on the train or the bus or just, like, walking along the street and you think, oh, they were quite nice. Oh, I should have said hello. Oh, they might have been the one. So I know what I'll do. I'll put an ad. I'll put an advert
in the back of the paper.
In the back of the paper, and maybe they will see this advert and they will get in touch with me because they could have been the one, you know?
Yeah.
The thing is, they're all generally a little bit vague, aren't they? You know, they just go generally, I was the guy, you were the girl, okay. I didn't say hello, you had an umbrella, I was eating a sandwich.
You didn't look at me.
Wish I did say hello. Want to get it on? Those. Do you not read them? I'm fascinated
no,
by them.
No, I don't really, no.
I do in case someone's written one about me.
Why?
I just see which ones fit my description vaguely.
And then do you contact them?
No, I don't.
In the hope that it might have been you.
The one.
Isn't that a little bit sad for you doing that?
I just like to read them.
But you do it out of the hope that somebody might have spotted you and want to get together with you.
Yeah.
Bless you.
I know, bless
That's
me.
That's so cute.
See, I'm looking for love.
Stroke sad.
Yep. I like it you hit the microphone when you say stroke sad. Now we've got Hugh Stevens off the radio to read some of these out. These are actual...
Why have you picked Hugh to do this?
Because he's good at it.
But I always think Hugh makes things sound quite sinister.
Well, let's find out. These are some missed connections, real ones from the paper.
Very beautiful lady at BP petrol station. I'm trying to trace this very beautiful lady who I've seen today just after 2 p.m. at the BP petrol station by the big roundabout. You were wearing blue jeans and you had very nice sunglasses on you. You were on your mobile phone while I was about to get some petrol for my car and you gave me a very pretty smile and you even said bye on your way back to the car and I was gutted that I didn't speak to you and for not asking your number. You know who you are, and if you ever see this ad, would you please write back with your details, because I'd love to meet up with you and get to know you better.
I know what you mean. It can make them sound sinister, especially if you put this music on.
Very beautiful lady at BP petrol station. I'm trying to trace this very beautiful lady.
No.
I don't think this is a looking for love. I think this is somebody trying to get her into trouble for being on a phone at a petrol station.
Oh, it could be. Here's another one. I really like these.
Bond Street Tube. You, tall and handsome. Me, girl in a rush. Bond Street Tube, 18th of February at about 1945.
Now, is that 7:45 in the evening, or is this the end of the Second World War?
She can't have been in that much of a rush if it was from 1945.
And also, this is quite a recent paper. Like, give it up.
Also, for those people that don't live in London, Bond Street Tube is incredibly busy.
You're never going to find
all
them.
The time. Everybody is in a rush around Bond Street Tube.
Bond Street Tube, 18th of February at about 1945.
Yeah. Good luck with the research.
You were tall and handsome and told me I had a ladder in my tights. Should have taken your number. Drink.
I love him.
Smooth.
I want to know if anyone has ever got together with somebody through these ads, because they're just so vague. Surely nobody ever gets in contact and goes, oh, that was me over the ladder in the tights.
You just want somebody to come on and give you hope that one day it will be you being sought in one of these things.
Or, even better, has anybody ever seen themselves described in one of these misconnections? Because I just like them. We're going to do some more of these a bit later on.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
This is the Red Nose Climb up Mount Kilimanjaro for Comet Relief, and I can speak to Ronan Keating now. Hi, Ronan.
Scott, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm imagining it's dark and you're quite cold.
It's freezing cold up here. We're at a place called Lava Tower. It's our third camp. And it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just cloud cover. We can't see anything. We're in the clouds.
In the clouds.
It's very spooky. Yeah, it's very spooky. All the tents are kind of like all the cloud is just floating around us here. It's like a scene from The Fog. It's bizarre, but unbelievable. I mean, we had an amazing day today. A long, long trek. Took about 8 hours. And we're now at the foot of the mountain. So the next 2 days are going to be very, very special.
So, like tomorrow, will you be above the clouds?
We're above the clouds now. I mean, there's kind of two tiers.
Wow.
So we went through the clouds yesterday morning. And now we're just kind of in the mix of it now. It's mad. It's like a scene, like some of the ground that we went through, the terrain, it was like a scene from a space movie, you know. It was just mad. It's like the moon or something. Nothing like we've ever seen. I mean, the spirit's good. Everyone's feeling good. Some of us are getting altitude sickness, bad headaches. Some of us are throwing up. It's not pretty at times, but... You know, when we hear these totals all the time, it keeps us going. And we heard an amazing total earlier, 750,000, which just, we couldn't believe that. So, you know, thanks to you guys for just all the money you've raised. It's unbelievable.
So it's been a tough day, but a good one, yeah?
It's been great. I mean, me and Miles here are having a great time. And Ben, we were out the front this morning and just, you know, trekking on and having a laugh, having a sing song. It's been great. I mean, we get emotional at times. It's really weird, you know. You feel like you're a million miles from home and you get tired. But we're getting through it, and you know, it's for a great cause. That's why we're here.
Now, we all know that Kilimanjaro is obviously huge, but when you talk about celebrities like yourself and all the others going up, you think, oh, it can't be that hard. But it seriously is really hard. And if you don't believe this, then go and have a look at some of the videos online. This is tough, isn't it, Ronan?
Oh, it's really tough. I mean, we're sleeping in tents. We've all got our own. Well, the girls are sharing, but the lads are on their own. We're trekking for 8 to 9 hours. Some at night we'll trek for 15 hours. It's freezing cold. It's about -6 at the moment. We've all about 100 layers on us. And these headaches, I mean, the headaches are just killer. You can't think straight, and then you can't breathe. We're at 4,600 metres above sea level at the moment. I mean, there's no oxygen up here. So as soon as you kind of break into a jog or anything, you're just wrecked. You can't breathe and you kind of panic then. So, I mean, it's heavy duty. And you know, we're shooting a documentary as well, which is going to be on the Beeb next Thursday, which is going to be great. An hour special to show everybody what we went through and you know, what we did to raise the money. So that'll be nice for people to see that. And then obviously we'll be hopefully there on Friday night as well.
I heard Fern this morning saying that she skips to the toilet at one point and somebody was like, no, don't do that, preserve your energy.
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, we've got guides with us and stuff, and you know, there's this guy called Raj. He's a brilliant guy and he's the main man here. He calls all the shots, tell us what we should be eating, should be drinking, you know, all the medication we should be on or whatever if we need it, if we're not feeling well. And it's just all about taking it easy, having a positive attitude and just not running around. I mean, just taking it really slow. You wouldn't believe it. I mean, as soon as you walk fast, you're panting, you can't breathe.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're getting there.
I have to tell you as well, do pass this on to the others. We're getting so many texts from Radio 1 listeners all the time, constantly saying that they really admire what you're doing and it's really tough. So, like, seriously, respects to all of you for doing that.
Oh, it's great. I mean, we need to hear it because, you know, it's little things like that that keeps us going. So thanks, Emil. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Talking about this earlier, loads of people do check these ads in the paper. You know the ads at the back of
the paper?
You're
not alone, then.
No, it's not just me. Or online, they have them as well. The ones that say things like, you, the boy wearing the tie at York train station. Me, the girl drinking the can of Vambongo, wearing wet look leggings. You smiled. Should we hook up? Those kind of, missed connections adverts. But people do check to see if someone in the ad fits their description. It's not just me. Is this one you, by the way?
You looked bored at the table. You are French. I was too. I was at the table with two other girls and a guy. We looked at each other several times. I hope you read this.
Were you out with anyone that they could have mistaken you for a French?
For a French? Do you mean for a French man?
Yeah. An actual French?
No, I wasn't.
It was just the first bit.
You looked bored at the table.
Yeah, that
you
could
are
have been
French.
Me. Yeah.
I was too.
I used to be French, but I'm not now. Now, this is a good one. Were you at this place?
Ria and Fabio's wedding.
Ria and Fabio's wedding?
No, I wasn't.
Ria and Fabio's wedding. I was taking photos and we made eye contact. Let's hang out.
No, not being funny. This is obviously the wedding photographer, right?
Yeah.
Who made eye contact with somebody at the wedding. Surely that would happen a lot if you were the wedding photographer.
But how do you make eye contact when you're taking a photo? Because you're looking into the lens, aren't you? So you can't see.
Surely that could be anybody from that wedding.
Nice lady. Hi. You stopped me on Hanover Street, Liverpool City Centre, near the new Tesco store. You were trying to locate Seal Street, but unfortunately I didn't know. Should have known, as it's round the corner. You mentioned you were going to a club, unfortunately. I don't know which one. You had brown hair and a pleasant manner. I was the tall chap with the brown hair. If you read this, then it would be great to meet you. Massage me.
No, I think that he... I think he may have spelt that wrong and there's some kind of typo in the newspaper.
If massage me.
If it was the typo in the newspaper, he'd be gutted because that makes him sound like some kind of pest.
Yeah. Oh, rubbish. He's never going to get in contact with me now.
Massage me.
I would love to know if, like, seriously, send me a text, please. 81199. If you have ever, you know, put one of these ads in the paper and, or online and thought, or, you know, or if you'd be like, oh, I really remember them from that. Yes, that's definitely them. I just can't see how it would happen. They're quite vague.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hannah in Bournemouth's been on saying, OMG, I live in Bournemouth and I look at these adverts in the paper about once every 2 weeks to see if anyone's written about me or anybody I know. It's a bit like Crime Watch. You always want to recognise someone.
That is true about Crime Watch, yeah. Actually.
She goes, I was the only person, I thought, who realised these existed. No, they're everywhere in the papers, aren't they? Loads online. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Barry.
Barry, have you been on these misconnections then?
I sort of replied to one in a way quite a few years back now.
Okay, what did the ad say then that you replied to?
A bit vague from what I can remember, but the local ad was just saying, I'm the girl on the bus with the blonde hair, I see you getting off at such a stop every day, keep meaning to say hello. So, a couple of days later on the bus, I'm looking over, I think I see the girl who I think left the advert, went walking up. Just said, did I see her advert in the paper? And she looked and she went, oh, sorry, you're not the person I was talking about.
Oh, God. So it was her, but you weren't the one.
I wasn't the one, no.
Oh, the shame.
It turned out in the end it was the guy at the front of the bus who she was looking at.
Got it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, there are quite a few texts coming in today from some people saying, are you scared of Joe Wiley's dad? There was an incident involving Joe Wiley's dad and me yesterday. You'll hear what that's all about on Oh, What's Occurring in about 10 minutes.
You're trying to brush it off, aren't you? Well, you're trying to play it cool.
I don't like it when Wiley gets smug. That's on in 10 minutes. John in Nottingham's been on. Me, the man in the green golf. You in the white Citroen Xantia on the A38, singing through the Saturdays on Radio 1. Don't send them into me.
Podcast.
Oh. What's occurring?
I've got a feeling you're going to win this today.
Do you think?
Just a hunch. Let me know how you do.
Oh, what's occurring?
By sending me a text to 81199. That's our daily quiz. Oh, what's occurring? It's a good one today. You're going to like this. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know people in the celebrity world?
Yeah, I need to get back on track today as well, don't I, having drawn with a parrot yesterday. Yeah, people in the celebrity world, yeah.
That you have a thing for, you know, like a little bit of a crush.
Yeah.
Who's yours?
Well, Alicia Dixon or Katy Perry.
All right.
Or both.
But there's also ones that you quite like, yeah. But they're not the kind of normal, what you would say, is a hot person. Do you know what I mean? Not your normal run-of-the-mill, really hot person. Katy Perry and Alicia Dixon, H.O.T.
Yeah.
But who's the kind of person that you... You do really fancy, but you kind of shouldn't.
Oh, I don't know. Really.
I'm sure you had one of these a while ago. I was like, really?
I'm not sure. I think the one that doesn't speak is suggesting Edwina Curry for him.
Right.
I'm not sure for me,
do you
to
not
be
have
honest.
One of these?
I can't think off the top of my head.
Okay.
Who...
No.
I'm also now more in shock. But, yeah, Firm Britain, maybe, I
see. Yes, you see, that's what I'm talking about. One of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of those.
One of them.
Describe Firm like that.
Sorry. Sorry, Firm. One of them.
One of them? What does that mean?
Oh, God. We went onto the streets. What street was it?
I assume you've gone on Stupid Street today.
We asked 8 people, who is the celebrity you really fancy, but you kind of shouldn't? Who would be the most said person, do you think?
Out of the whole of the celebrity world?
Out of our huge database of 8 people that we asked.
I'm going to go for Philip or Fern.
Good choices.
Thanks.
Are you allowed to have 2? Oh, go on then.
Well, I presume you're talking to men and women.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked eight people who's the celeb they really fancy but kind of shouldn't.
Anna Ford.
You know what I feel like doing to you right now?
Stern, matronly, schoolmistress kind of thing.
I feel like squeezing you.
Probably Simon Cowell.
And teasing you. And
he's just got a bit of a sexy twist to him, but his trousers are absolutely awful.
Holding you and...
Chris Moyles.
Maybe I'm pleasing you.
He's funny, that's what makes me laugh, that's why.
Maybe you know what? I feel love coming on.
Simon Cowell.
Je t'aime. Je t'aime.
His chest hair turns me on.
Oh, oui, je t'aime.
And he's got not real teeth. He's not got real teeth.
I actually really love Jeremy Clarkson. We went to see the Top Gear show live and I was like, oh my god, he's act like, and he has an aroma.
Right. What does it smell like?
Just like country-ish.
That man from Top Gear, Richard Hammond.
What's up with him?
He's like that big. And he's an old man. I'm 18, that's a bit wrong.
My mind's telling me no.
That, what's the name? James Bond, Demi, what's her name?
Judy
Dench.
But my body, my body's telling me yes.
She's just old, but like,
baby.
I can tell you, like, she was like a looker in her days, innit?
I don't remember his name, but the Right Stuff presenter, what's his name?
Right Stuff?
But, yeah.
Ian yeah. Mike.
No. Like, maybe it is, no.
Wow.
The Right Stuff presenter, what's his name?
I did like that last one a lot. Now, do you know who's asking the questions today? It was... It was Fiona.
Oh, right.
She's the one who can't do an Irish accent and pretended to be Dervla Kerberlin last week. She was the person we sent out to the streets today.
I don't remember his name, but the Right Stuff presenter, what's his name?
What's his name? The guy from the Right Stuff. What's his name? Oh, Fiona really helped, though.
Yeah. Right Stuff?
But, yeah.
Ian
yeah.
Wright.
No. Like, maybe it is, no.
It is Ian Wright. Mm.
Ian Wright.
I like this one as well.
That, what's the name? James Bond, Demi, what's her name?
Demi
Judy Dench. She's just old, but like, she's still, you can tell, like, she was like a looker in her days, isn't
it? It is. Also.
Did you put the Jeremy Clarkson person through a voice changer?
Well, here's the thing. Is this her real voice?
I actually really love Jeremy Clarkson.
Did she just walk past a helium balloon?
I actually really love Jeremy Clarkson. We went to see the Top Gear show live, and I was like, oh my god, he's act like, and he has an aroma.
What does it smell like?
Just like country-ish.
Brilliant.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Simon Cowell was the most popular answer.
Damn, I didn't get a point then.
So no point for you, matey.
Oh, it's Matthew Wright.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thanks,
silly,
everyone.
Silly us.
God.
Oh, God.
You know Napoleon the Parrot?
Yeah.
If you missed this yesterday, Becky is off this week, so we have replaced her with a parrot who talks. We are trying to get him on Radio 1 more on this show. There's an HR issue at the moment, a contract problem.
Really?
Becky's contract and how get it terminated.
Yeah.
But we are working on it.
Shouldn't take that long, should it?
What did Napoleon say quite a lot on the show and generally in life?
Fart.
I'm going to fart. Mm. But my question to you is, how many times did Napoleon say, I'm going to fart, on yesterday's Scott Mills show?
Oh, I would say probably about 14.
14?
Yeah.
Play along at home on 81199. Let me know what you think. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here is Napoleon the Parrot. Is he saying I'm going to fart now?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to fart.
And what else does he say? Yeah, I know that.
Sometimes. Yeah, and that.
He's obsessed with farting at the moment, isn't he?
They said, eventually they said it was fine, fine to have a parrot in here, okay? But they, all right. But they said that under no circumstances can we let the parrot out of the cage. Now, what does that mean?
I don't know.
James in Norfolk says, get him to say I'm going to fart again because it makes my life.
Really?
Right on cue. Yay! The answer was 24. I'm going to fart.
Yes, I get the point.
You get the point because there's nothing to really compare it to.
No. Oh! What's occurring?
One more. You know Joe Wiley?
Yeah.
Right, she's been back on Radio 1 a week and a half, and we haven't done anything to her at all, which I think is quite good going for us. However, I thought it was about time we did, so, you know, Becky's off too this week. So what I did was I called up Joe Wiley and Becky, who works on the show, at the same time, and put them both on the phone together. We've done this loads before, yeah?
Yeah.
So they both thought the other one had called them. But my question to you is, how long would Becky and Joe stay on the phone to each other for, not knowing who it was who called and thinking the other person had called them? How long do you think they'd stay on for?
I don't think that long. 35 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, how long would Becky and Joe stay on the phone for? Becky, answer the phone first, and we have to wait for Joe to answer.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, thanks for calling me back. Sorry about that. I just had to get out of the car.
Who is that?
I just spoke to you a minute ago about the dam.
No, wrong number.
No, I'm sorry, I thought you were calling me back about the damp. No?
No.
Who's that?
I don't know what you're talking about, I'm sorry.
Oh,
have you, oh hang on, who is...
It's Becky. Hello?
Hi. I don't know who this is, sorry, you've called...
Is that Joe?
Yeah.
Did he just ring me?
My phone just rang.
It's Becky from work.
Becky from...
From Radio 1.
53 seconds. She doesn't like it when you call about the damp, when you think...
I like the way that Jo would talk to somebody who she didn't know who it was, and then as soon as she found out that it was Becky, she hung up on it.
I know. You know, Becky. Bye.
Yeah.
So then... I called Jo Wiley back after we made that call just to say, sorry, that was me, oh, hilarious. And she hung up on me, okay?
Yeah.
Then I came into the studio at about 10 to 4. Obviously my phone was off because I was in here. And I get this message on my phone, this voicemail message.
Hello. Is that Scott? This is Jo Wiley's father. You're really, 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 really upset her and we're not very, oh, I just don't know what to say to you, boy. Okay, bye.
Now, would that, have you got that message? Does that really scare you?
No,
if you've just played a trick on Jo Wiley, right, and she hangs up on you twice, and then her dad comes on and calls you boy, that's the bit that really got me.
Yeah, but he doesn't sound that scary, does he? He sounds quite nice, really.
Hello? Is that Scott? This is Joe Wiley's father. You're really, 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 really upset her, and we're not very. Oh, I just don't know what to say to you, boy. Okay, bye.
Oh, it's the boy bit I don't like. So then I speak to Joe today on the text, and she's like, ha 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 ha, my dad was acting his socks off. So thanks very much, Joe Wiley. Cheers. Welcome back.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So, Jo Wiley kind of likes to think that she got me yesterday.
I don't quite understand why you're denying it.
Okay, well, she did.
Because, as you said just before Newsbeat, the boy bit did actually worry you.
Well, yeah. If someone's if someone sets their dad onto you... when I heard him say, boy... this is the message I got from Jo Wiley's dad... on my voicemail yesterday afternoon. I just called Joe up for a bit of a laugh, ha ha ha, and then I got this on my phone.
Hello? Is that Scott? This is Joe Wiley's father. You're really, 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 really upset her, and we're not very... Oh, I just don't know what to say to you, boy.
Oh, okay, it's that bit.
Bye.
It's that end bit there. A lot of people are saying, what would you have done if that message from Joe Wiley's dad was real and not a joke? I don't know. I just had that horrible stomach feeling when he said the word boy. I don't want to say to you, boy. And I was a bit worried after I got that. So, yes, I did send Joe Wiley a text after I got the message from her dad saying, I'm sorry if I offended you, and generally really grovelling, which she's been showing to everybody in the office at Radio 1 today, so thanks for that.
Because let's be honest, you were panicking yesterday
afternoon.
Yes, I was panicking.
I didn't say anything on air at the time, but I was... Behind the scenes,
to the amusement of myself and the was and doesn't speak.
Behind the scenes,
I was squirming.
I was squirming after that message from her dad. So fair play to you Joe, and to your dad for his brilliant acting. So I send this grovelling text. She shows everybody today. Brilliant. But can you imagine, it could have been so much worse if I had left a voicemail for Joe Wiley doing the same kind of grovelling. I don't think I would have recovered from that.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Because she would have played it on air today.
Over and over again.
So I'm just glad that it was a text, really. Here she is now. She'll be texting me. Yeah, because I think I would have had to resign, Chappers, after that.
I don't think it would have been that.
No, I think it would.
What, because you couldn't have faced the humiliation?
Yeah. I don't think you can come back from something like that if I'd left her a message.
From grovelling to Joe Wiley?
No.
You must have done something more humiliating than that,
I don't think so. I think she would have made it bad. I would have had to just say goodbye.
Don't give her ideas.
So I think that's one all, Joe Wiley. Also, what? Some people are saying, have you told...
How's it one all? Well,
because I did kind of ring her and put her on the phone with Becky. But that wasn't even a bad thing. We've done much worse things than that.
It's 1-0 to her.
Okay, 1-0 to you. Someone says, have you told Becky, or does she still think that Joe Wiley hung up on her? No, we have told Becky that it's all fine, yeah.
And has Becky got her damp sorted out?
I don't know that, Chappers. Right.
Okay.
Also,
we clear the whole thing up in one go.
Just add this text as well. Can you say a big well done to Chichester girls tennis team? We are listening to you on our way home. From Ben. Now, see the ringer? God, they're all at it, aren't they?
They've given away how they've won by having a boy playing for them.
They're not just doing it on University Challenge. They're doing it at universities everywhere, in the sports teams. There's Ben in his skirt pretending to be a lady. I'm from the Chichester girls tennis team.
Maybe he had a lady day last week and that's how he got away with it.
Anyway, hi Ben, your ringer.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, there's no classifiers this week because Becky's off, so we're... just doing some of these missed connections ads. You know the ones you see in papers and online?
Yeah.
They're always a bit vague, and they're always like, you were the one at the train station. You smiled. I was the one who smiled back. I was holding an umbrella. Fancy a drink? Get in touch. Those kind of ones.
You know a lot about them.
I read them all the time.
Just how they're worded and everything.
No, they fascinate me, because I always look and see if there's one that matches my description in some way. Not that I'm lonely or anything. I just like to see.
Is that why you always carry an umbrella with you?
I don't always carry an umbrella with me,
don't you? You carry an umbrella quite a lot.
Now, I'm thinking we should put one of these in the paper and see who replies. What do you think?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah? Because people must reply to them all the time just because they like the sound of the person, surely. Thinking, well, he sounds quite nice. Let's face it, he's never going to find that girl. That description's far too vague. I might get in touch myself. He sounds a bit of all right. Like poor Barry earlier. He replied to one of those adverts, didn't he? We spoke to him earlier on the phone. He went up to the girl, because the advert was something about her. You
girl
on the bus.
Yeah.
Went up to the girl, and he's like, so is it me in the advert? She's like, no, it's him over there, sorry. We could put in, I've just kind of drafted the ad.
Okay.
Maybe, like, you, attractive girl who bought a coffee. Me.
Orange with an umbrella.
Me, no.
Oh.
Me, lonely millionaire sitting in Starbucks eating a skinny muffin, a panini and a venti vanilla latte. I was hungry.
Right. Are you a millionaire?
No, my hell. Of course I'm not. I'm just thinking that's the kind of advert we could put in.
Oh, so a girl.
Yeah, you see. Uh-huh. I've got some more here read out by Hugh Stevens off of Radio 1. These are actual real-life connections ads that we've spotted. Listen to this one.
Looking for that unbelievably fascinating girl I met that one time a few years back.
Yes, that sounds vague. I'll give you that. But then it gets a bit more specific.
Well, you see, I was travelling through the South Island of New Zealand a few years ago, and I met you at the campsite. You were staying there for a few days too. I remember you saying you were from England.
Right, good.
I've searched all over the world for you since then, but it has been a couple of years now of living and searching for you in different cities across England. And I'm starting to give up hope.
Seriously, you should have given up a while ago.
This is a bit needle in a haystack, this one, isn't it?
It is a little bit.
Please, I hope you find this before I am old and wrinkly.
Oh, God. Like, give it up, seriously.
So, if you are English and have ever been to New Zealand, drop me a line.
That narrows it right down.
It's getting a bit desperate towards the end.
So, remember, if you are English and you've ever been to New Zealand, please do get in touch. Now, this one, I think, might be you, because you had an experience like this just the other day.
You were out on a run. As you turned a corner and ran past me, you said hi, but I didn't reply because I was still catching my breath from my own run. I didn't mean to be rude. So, hi, and I hope to see you out there again.
Now, was that you? Because you bumped into Kay Burley off Sky News the other day when you were running.
Oh, I did bump into Kay Burley from Sky News.
Yes?
Well, she waved at me as I ran past.
OK, now listen to the ad again.
You were out on a run. As you turned a corner and ran past me, you said hi, but I didn't reply because I was still catching my breath from my own run.
Could be.
I didn't mean to be rude. So, hi, and I hope to see you out there again.
This is Kay Burley leaving a message for you.
It could very well be.
Yeah, you see?
At the time, I just thought she confused me for Eamon Holmes. But now...
Yeah, you see?
Maybe she is
you
interested.
You fit that description.
Well...
And that's why I love reading these ads.
Now what do I do, though? How do I get in touch with her?
Just reply.
All right, okay.
I can do that for you if you want. I can word it and everything.
All right, if you want to reply on my behalf to
really?
Kay Burley, that's fine.
Amazing.
Well, actually, maybe not.
Now, this is romantic.
I'm looking for the guy who stays in the flat opposite my house. I always see you hanging out your window, smoking. Would love to get to know you. Debs. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Because I tell you what, there's nothing a girl likes more from a boy than this.
Leaning out the window, smoking.
Yeah. That's real nice.
Why doesn't she just shout,
I don't know.
Over to him when he's leaning out the window?
That might be easier than just putting an advert in the paper.
Hoping
or
that
online.
That's the paper that he reads, randomly.
Now, this is a good one.
Are you female, age 16 to 20? Fancy meeting a guy you saw and thought you liked? I'm not that guy, but please don't hesitate to get in touch. I'm also not as attractive as that guy, but let's face it, he's gone for good. I, however, am not. Your pick gets mine. Rob.
Love it. I think we should do more of these. Scott Mills. Radio 1. And I do think we should put our own one in. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.